Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
India were last night crowned winners of the Champions Trophy after a 5-run win over England in an enthralling match that was reduced to 20 overs per side. After a long delay due to rain, India posted 129 for 7, with Virat Kohli top scoring and Ravi Bopara taking 3 for 20. England were looking handily placed late in their innings, with Owen Morgan and Ravi Bopara batting together, before a dramatic collapse saw them close on 124 for 8, India adding the Champions Trophy title to their current World Cup crown. With just 3 weeks remaining until they meet England in the first Ashes test, Cricket Australia have sacked head coach Mickey Arthur and replaced him with Darren Lehman. Arthur, who was appointed in November 2011, has paid the penalty for a series of disappointing results and several off-field issues. Captain Michael Clarke has also stepped down as a selector to allow him to focus on his role as a player and captain. Joe Root will open the batting with Alistair Cook when England take on Essex in their 4-day warm-up match ahead of that first Ashes test at Trent Bridge. Root will move up the order and replace Nick Compton, who struggled against New Zealand earlier in the summer, to accommodate the return of Kevin Peterson, while Boyd Rankin is also included. Fast bowler Rankin is the only uncapped member of a 14-man squad, which gives a clear indication of the approach the selectors are taking as the series against Australia looms large. The 4-day game begins on Sunday. Ireland have named an unchanged one-day international squad ahead of two World Cricket League Championship matches against the Netherlands, which, if they win both, would see them qualify for the 2015 World Cup. Ireland are currently 3 points ahead of the Dutch at the top of the table and will have their county players available for the matches in Amstelveen on the 7th and 9th of July. Meanwhile, Scotland will be hoping Ireland can do them a favour as they try to overtake Netherlands and move into second place when they take on Kenya. Should Scotland win both matches and Ireland also beat Netherlands twice, the Scots would move into the coveted second spot, the prize for which is also World Cup qualification, although there are still several teams who could still reach second spot in the end.